all made out of yellow jello. Mother, father, he said. The woman said, dear, be careful what you wish for. The man said, son, welcome to the family. Well, now they were a family at last and as happy as a family can be. But now because their little boy was all made out of yellow jello, they named him Little Yellow Jello Fellow. And because he was all made out of yellow jello, Little Yellow Jello Fellow lived in the refrigerator. They cleared off an entire shelf just for him. They made him a bed out of a butter dish. They made him a pillow from a marshmallow and a blanket from a slice of bologna. And they made a little playground for him in there, too. They made him a climber out of carrot sticks and a slide from lettuce leaves and a swing that was a soda cracker hanging from spaghetti noodles. And they gave him a little bowl full of cottage cheese he could just smush around in. And he played for hour after hour in that little playground, but he did not spend all of his time playing. No, no, no. Little Yellow Jello Fellow was one of the most helpful little fellows that a parent could wish for. He always kept that refrigerator neat and tidy. At the end of the week, when it was time to go shopping, he always had a list ready for the grocery store. But now, because he was all made out of yellow jello, Little Yellow Jello Fellow loved things that were cold. Why, when it was time to take a bath, instead of soaking in a hot, sudsy bath like you and I might, he would soak in a Tupperware tub filled with chipped ice. And when it was time to dry off, instead of rubbing down with a terry cloth towel, his mother and father would dry him off in their salad spinner. And sometimes for a special treat, they'd let him climb up into the freezer. Because there, he could skate across the ice trays, sled down the chicken backs, and make snowmen out of the freezer frost. But you know, despite all of these delights, his favorite thing in all the world was to read. He had a collection of miniature classics balanced at the back of his room between the ketchup and the mustard bottles. And he would sit up late at night in his butter dish bed, leaning on his marshmallow pillow with his legs tucked under his bologna blanket, reading by the light bulb in the refrigerator, which apparently does stay on. And he would stay up at night reading especially stories of heroes and adventures like Robin Hood and Three Musketeers. But sometimes he'd shut his books and he'd be sad. And he'd say, oh, how I wish I could have a real adventure like all the heroes in the stories that I read. Well, now his mother and father could see that he was sometimes sad, and they wanted to cheer him up. So they made for him an adventure outfit that he could play in. His mother cut him a cape from a red bandana. His father made him a helmet from a ketchup bottle cap and a shield from a soup can lid and a sword from a fine point pen. For everyone knows the pen is mightier than the sword. And this he could wear round his waist with a red shoestring. When he got that outfit, it cheered him up so much, he began to practice with it. He put that cape and that cap and that shield and that sword, and he would spend hours in the refrigerator lunging at the muffins, ambushing the casseroles, and hiding behind the condiments. He became nimble-footed and quick-witted. But still, late at night in his butter dish bed, leaning on his marshmallow pillow, he would sigh and say, oh, how I wish for a real adventure. But my friends, be careful what you wish for. For in that neighborhood, there were sometimes robbers. Mean men who would break into a home and take whatever they could get their hands on. And late one night, just as Little Yellow Jello Fellow was shutting his book and setting it aside, he heard a sound at the kitchen window, a scratching, scraping sound like somebody trying to get in. Robbers, he thought. Well, immediately, he leapt into action. He put on his cape, his cap, his shield, his sword. He grabbed a cube of butter, and he sliced it up into 100 little butter pats. Then he stepped out of the refrigerator and moved very quickly all across the kitchen floor, spreading little butter pats everywhere he went. And when he'd buttered every tile of the kitchen floor, he stepped back into the refrigerator, pulling the refrigerator door shut, just as the kitchen window squeaked open. And into the dark kitchen on the cool night.